Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Let listening to Turning Point and praying with it be your first assignment as you wake up daily. Receive the prophetic prayers, listen to the teachings of the inspiring testimonies, engage the faith prophetic action we will be asked to take for the day. Then pray more on your own. If you can pray speaking in tongues, do so. If not, pray in your understanding. Now, then use our daily devotional prayer guide booklet. Read the short Bible study for the day. Pray the prayers for the day. And then the Bible portion to read to cover the entire Bible in 1 year. TPGF members all over the world, subscribe for the prayer booklet. With a token, you can do a whole year subscription or even 1 month. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Debbie on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Sunday, day 21 in January 2024. Please open your hand and heart for the day's prayers and prophetic action. Be responding with Amen, I receive it. Raise your 2024 goals for the last day today. This is day 21 of raising it. Your expectations this year shall not fail. God Almighty will surprise you. He will do for you beyond your expectations. In Jesus' name. Daily pray on that expectation goes on your own, and let's be having your testimonies. You are a work in progress. God is working on you, working on your children, your health, your finances, and nothing good will be missing in your life this year. Do this. Put a little oil on your head this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 8 says, your garment should always be clean, and let your head lack no oil. So anoint your head as I pray. This is anointing for progress, anointing for victory, and anointing for wellness. Throughout this year and your entire life, you will remain fresh, hale and hearty, prosperous and successful in Jesus' name. Yes, through you, I pronounce on your generation, you are blessed. I use Isaiah 49 verse 25 to pray for all today. It says, I will contend with those contending with you, and I will save your children. Someone listening to me now, you've been in contention with some people on so many issues. You've been contending with some things, spiritual, physical, financial, human, ill health, debt, opposition, and oppression. I pray today, may God take these battles off your hand. Proverbs 26 verse 20 says, where no wood is, there the fire goes out. I speak over your life. Whatever is fueling the problems in your life dies today. Fire of affliction, fire of pain, fire of indebtedness, you are totally set free in Jesus' name. We shall hear your testimonies on this platform very soon. January 21 celebrant, your prayers be blessed. Your new age is blessed. As you grow in age, so will you grow in grace also. Happy birthday. Everyone, welcome to Question and Answers, Teaching and Counseling, Day 14. As I already told us, from tomorrow, we will start a journey into 14 days of inspiring testimonies. Please, if you have fresh testimonies, send it. If you have sent the ones we have not been able to treat, resend it also. We'll treat it one day soon. Today, let's see how many issues we will still cover in questions and answers and teachings. First one today, please teach me a typical prayer timetable. Sometimes I want to pray for 1, 2, or even 3 hours without success. Wow, no one can teach you the length of prayers to pray. It is as you build up your prayer life, so you are able to pray for a longer period. Again, as led by the Holy Spirit, we should all learn to tarry in prayers before the Lord. Find quality time to stay in God's presence from time to time. You'll be able to pray better and longer if you use Bible verses, relevant Bible verses in prayers, as I regularly teach us here. Now, Google to get the prayer Bible verses on your prayer needs and get such verses in prayers. You will discover that you are able to pray more and then correctly for a longer time. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said to the disciples, "Can't you watch with me for 1 hour? So if you can tarry in prayer for 1 hour, not every day, not every time, but once in a while, it's a good idea." Next, good days. My sister and her husband are also on this platform. The man retired at age 60 last October. They have 2 children, but my sister is insisting on having more children. The husband said no. She's already 46 and she's a petty trader. Please advise them on what to do, sir. Wow, the husband is right. Your sister needs to be spoken to. Somebody needs to counsel her. And I hope she's hearing this counsel now. Your husband being 60 and the wife being 46, you have both advanced in age for childbearing. Then 2 children, fantastic. 2 children are enough. 2 children, well trained, well brought up academically, morally, career-wise, spiritually, in the fear of God, and connected to your value and God, are as good as 12 children. Sometimes I wonder why some women just want more children and more children. What for? That was in the days of our great-grandparents. These days, many people now know that you don't need more than 2 or 3 children to be fulfilled. For me, 4 are too many for new couples. So, woman, my daughter, thank God for your 2 children. Train them, build them up. Please don't stress your husband or stress yourself. At your age, 60 and 46, you are already advanced in having new babies. Next, good morning, sir. I am married to a man I don't love. But just to satisfy my guardian, then I married him and we have children together. But I am not always happy with him. Please, sir, what can I do? Wow, I read this kind of letters to teach younger people a lesson. Please, sons and daughters, those people that are just growing up, never marry a man or a woman under pressure. Let no parent or uncle or guardians force anyone on you. They will not live with you in that marriage. Marry only the person you like, you love, you honor, and you can respect. Marry your friend. As to what to do, prayers. Prayers for yourself and the man. Please pray that God will give you his love and likeness in your heart. You are already married to him. So stay married, submitting yourself to him. Children are already involved. So what do you do with your children? Please stay in that marriage. God will give you grace. Once it's not abusive or beating you, God will give you grace to still be fulfilled in that marriage. Next, Daddy, good morning, sir. You counseled on the 17th of January that couples should abstain from conjugal relationship during fasting. But you once counseled that couples who come together after breaking their fast, that sex should not be seen as dirty. Please throw more light on this subject because of baby Christians. Wow. Oh no. The correct Bible position during fasting period for husband and wife is total abstinence. But they must agree to fast and then to abstain from coming together during fasting period. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. It makes it clear. The correct interpretation of that Bible scripture is the 2 people, husband and wife, to agree that we are fasting and abstain. Fasting is self-discipline and then self-denial. Please hold yourself for the period of the fasting so that the fasting period will soon be over. During the fasting, please abstain completely. Next, good morning, sir. Please help me to ask the medical expert on our platform. Whenever I copulate with my husband, the semen flows out and does not enter the womb. And it wasn't like that before. Is it medical or spiritual? If it is medical, what then should I do? I have been trying to conceive in the last 12 years after my firstborn. Wow. doctors, gynecologists, and medical experts in the house, please come to the aid of our sister. Give us your expert advice for her. Send it to our line, +234 809 789 4000. Then don't forget the warfare prayers. Add warfare prayers, medication, plus ministration. God Almighty, we answer you. Good morning, sir. We in Delta State, how do we get our TPGF kits? It's urgent. All TPGF members around here are eager and anxious to have their own kits. Wow, I like this. All TPGF members all over the world, get your kits and start wearing them. In Delta State, I think the closest Living Spirit Chapel centers closer to you will either be Port Harcourt or Uyo. I'm not sure. I'm just suggesting. But as I said, most Nigerians have their people in Lagos. Lagos is a melting point in Nigeria. Therefore, ask anyone you know in Lagos to visit our Ikeja Center and obtain yours for you. Telephone numbers for contact is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. If you can get yourself together in Delta State and then send the money in bulk, it will be courier to you through one of the buses that moves from Lagos to all other parts of Nigeria. Make that call. It will be arranged. Well, we'll build more on this tomorrow through sharing testimonies. Rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Help us to do that daily. Connect to us online via our social media platforms today for the two Sunday services. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. is the first service. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. is the second service. Connect. Don't miss it then. For more information on how to get your TPGF kit, please send a chat to Dupe on 0806-478-8392 or visit the closest Living Spirit Chapel centers to you in Nigeria and also in UK. Today is a good day to remit your tithe, pay your battle, thanksgiving, partnership, commitment, your vow, the seed of 1111 we are doing this month, and connection to 68. Please don't compromise your tithing. And then the seven major areas of blessing and shift the sacrifice to back it up. Do as God lays in your heart. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do well and do good. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed.